Thank you for downloading this Currency Market Report podcast from Coracle Online and Crossbar FX for Monday, the 4th of February 2013. Last week, the US dollar traded close to five-month lows against a basket of currencies amid signs of an uptick in the US economy, while the euro rose to 1.37 against the US dollar for the first time in more than a year, amid continuing optimism over the eurozone. So what is all the optimism based upon? In the US, non-farm payrolls rose by 157,000 in January, and the previous 2 months were revised upwards, which, if you are a half-glass-full kind of person, is a sign that the US economy is improving. Half-glass-empty folks suggest you need 180,000 per month just to stand still in the US, and over the last few years, the average is well below that. The news that is giving the euro some strength is not so much that things are improving, more that they have stopped worsening, again, depending on which side of the fence you sit. Italian manufacturing figures show that the rate of decline has slowed, but the sector is still contracting, just not by so much. Same for Spain. On the downside, though, Spain's unemployment levels rose again in January, and its economy shrank 0.7% in 2012. So, without the rose-coloured glasses on, the reality is that the rate of decline for some of Europe's economy data is slowing, but not quite at the bottom, whereas in the US there seems to be relative improvement when compared to the past few years, so the market assumes the bottom has been reached and things are now improving. What is odd is why the euro is so strong against the US dollar. Against the pound, it's just a question of sentiment, and still the pound is seen as the worst of the lot, and perhaps no longer the safe haven it has been. Sterling suffered last week from figures showing slower growth than expected in the UK manufacturing sector in January. However, its woes are nothing to do with the poor state of its economical fundamentals entirely. Everyone is in the same boat, but more to do with the recent improvement in confidence with respect to the European Monetary Union and the reversal of euro diversification trades, which propped up sterling last year. Thanks for listening.